There was a long period of the spiritual energy was extremely intense. And also to some degree, I could direct it. And then to some degree, it was directed by higher spirits or saints or angels. I think it was angels directing it. I would be driving down the highway and suddenly I would feel this very intense radiation of energy flow out through my chest from the heart. This energy would flow out and then go down the highway. It went down the highway, went around the corner. As I went around the corner, there was a car just been in an accident, and the people were praying to God. And therefore, it was almost like you were a telegraph pole in the middle of transmitting a message down a wire. So I was the nearest telephone pole, you might say, because it was like an energy came down and threw me and out the heart and into the people who were in the process of dying. And this happened several times under different circumstances. It's like you were the nearest telephone pole and they sent the energy down through you and out through your heart chakra to those who are crying out, "Oh God, please help me." There's a willingness on your part to serve that. Doesn't mean that it will happen, nor is it under your personal direction. It all came about spontaneously of its own, and the energy went down the highway. And it happened several times, different accidents and different times and different highways, that this energy would just proceed on its own. The willingness to be of service to the Lord, then you may be chosen, sometimes only for a few moments. But suddenly the incredible beauty of life is revealed to you. It's hard to explain. Suddenly, from normal vision and normalcy, you're suddenly transformed into seeing the same scene, but from a heavenly dimension. You become oblivious to the beauty of things, but in this state, you suddenly re-own and are re-aware, and your eyes are open to the incredible beauty of all that exists. That this earth, where we're sitting right now, is actually of incredible beauty. Why? Because all things are divinity. All things are an expression of divinity. So physicality is an expression of divinity as physicality, but it is divinity that allows it to be. The capacity to be arises from divinity. To be, to exist, the fact that you are, is by virtue of divinity. It's an experience, it's not something you grasp. It's a gift. When the time is ready, when the purpose is sufficient, these phenomena occur of their own, and there's no point to it otherwise, in a way. Some of these spiritual training techniques artificially create experiences which are automatic when the conditions are right. So they're a mixed blessing. On the one hand, they may reaffirm to you spiritual reality at a time you need reaffirmation of it. On the other hand, there is sort of just an imitation of the real. I mean, you can learn to go out of body at will. That's different than going out of body spontaneously and not as a result of your will. Two different experiences. One is you're flowing in air because it's of divinity's will. And the other is flowing in air because you learned that as a technique in some school of spiritual techniques. Two different things.